hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone had an absolutely amazing weekend. Hope you guys are having a blessed, magnificent Monday. A lot of different stuff going on you guys, I'm sure, have seen over the weekend. So we have a lot of different news articles to talk about. And before we get going, how are you doing today, Dan?
Oh, awesome. I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'm in Montana right now, which is a really nice place to be. It was like 72 degrees yesterday for the high. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful. So I'll be coming back to Florida, or not to Florida, to North Carolina tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're having a blast out here visiting one of my daughters at school out here. And so we'll be coming home, like I said, later on today and tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to the show today. But what was interesting, you know, it's always strange to me how when a major news story breaks and they don't want to really have a lot of people talk about it, Austin, they'll do it on a Friday or on a Saturday. Well, Jeffrey Epstein got arrested over the weekend for child trafficking. And my buddy Mancow sent a text out. I'm going to read it to you. And Mancow is a Hollywood insider. Mancow has been on the show as a guest. I've been on his show several times as a guest. And he wanted to talk about this, you know, and I'll do a podcast with him on it also. But here's what he sent me and a group of other people. He goes, so Epstein was arrested in New York today for child rape and molestation. He goes, Clinton is done. If the Justice Department doesn't cover for Epstein and for Clinton like they've always done. Clinton is on the manifest, page after page after page, going to Lolita Island. This is where they were doing the rapes offshore. Epstein videotapes everything, blackmail. This will be the first major case exposing the child rape and bloodletting happening at every high level. Soros, Clinton, Epstein, Dershowitz, Podesta, type powerful group. Gaga and Katy Perry have also participated in the bloodletting rituals. That's why I was so upset the other day when I found out that Joel Osteen and his wife had gone to a Lady Gaga concert, which was promoting homosexuality. He goes, spirit cooking, devilish and wicked. Hillary is a legit witch. Interesting, Trump banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago years ago. He knew, everyone knew. This is the biggest story on earth. So far that has come near this story, it's covered anyone on the earth is destroyed. Either career is killed, or basically they're just killed if they start talking about this. It also involves the royal family and the English and the American media, and I'm going to add in here, all Rothschild controlled. It involves blood and mostly little boys under the age of 13, under the age of consent. This is not about pedophilia. This is about a demonic ritual and about blackmail and dark power. Now, this is interesting to me now that he's covering this. Now, also, if you remember, a few years ago when Jeffrey Epstein was talking about the Clinton Foundation, he said he co-founded the Clinton Foundation, billionaire sex offender. This is a Fox News story. Billionaire sex offender Epstein once claimed that he co-founded the Clinton Foundation. Attorneys for convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein touted his close friendship with Bill Clinton, and even claimed the billionaire helped start the Clinton's controversial family foundation in 2007, aimed at boosting his image during plea negotiations, Fox News has learned. The 23-page letter written by high-powered attorneys Alan Dershowitz and Gerald LaCourte was apparently part of the ultimately unsuccessful bid to negotiate a plea deal before Epstein could be tried for using underage girls in a sex ring based in Palm Beach, Florida. He actually had girls that he had picked up from Mar-a-Lago and had transported to his island estate, which is a 72-acre Virgin Island estate, which has now been burned, dubbed Orgy Island. Epstein spent 13 months in prison, which is basically one of those little, you know, you go home at night kind of prisons, and home detention after agreeing to the plea deal in which he admitted to soliciting underage girls for prostitution. Mr. Epstein was a part of the original group that conceived the Clinton Global Initiative, there you go, which is described as a project bringing together a community of global leaders to devise and implement innovative solutions to some of the world's most pressing challenges. And then it goes on to say you need to read a 2007 letter to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Florida that focuses on this initiative, including poverty, climate change, global health, and religious and ethnic conflicts. The hedge fund magnate's true role in creating the foundation could not be confirmed. Whether Epstein was an actual founder of the Clinton Foundation or exaggerated his role in a phony effort to appear altruistic, is not clear. Guys, this guy has literally trafficked hundreds of girls. And if you go to the website, healthmasters.com, I have several girls, women now, who were basically raped by Epstein and his group, who name names, places, dates of when they were raped, when they were assaulted, and when these transgressions occurred. Now, as my friends to you guys, you know, I love you guys. I haven't had a chance to pray for you yet this morning because we're in this weird time zone right now, but I'll pray for you after the show. But what's so crazy to me is a lot of this stuff is ritual black magic. A lot of this stuff are orgies. This is something that the high up people do on a regular basis. I don't understand why they do it. I know why they do it. I just can't understand why they do it. It's all about controlling the energy fields around the planet, and it's all about basically their carnal lusts. And it's sad to me that these young girls as young as 12 years of age have been trafficked to the world's top elite and billionaires. The Billionaire Elite Pedophile Club. Also, top-level officials, justices, and congressmen have all been involved in Epstein's Leota Lyland Orgy Express. So let's see if this happens this time. He got, you know, like I said, he got his wrist slapped for doing this. Now they're charging him with child trafficking, rape, and molestation. And we'll see if he starts naming names, or if he suddenly disappears, or if he goes to a non-extradition country, or if he suddenly drops dead, or if he suddenly drops dead like Hitler did in the bunker and then flees to Argentina. Hitler never fell dead in the bunker, guys. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens to him if he's given a new identity and we have a fake death. Remember what happened with that one movie, Eraser, where they came in and they had all the bodies on cold storage in order to burn them, to provide dental records to prove they were so-and-so or such, to prove that these people were dead and they were given new identities. Jeffrey Epstein knows where the bodies are buried. He is hip deep, neck deep, over his head in slime and sewage with the Clinton Foundation and Bill and Hillary. And Bill has been long, long thought to have been a pedophile. And basically know his how he likes the young girls. And it's a perversion with these guys. And so it's something that we all need to just pray and hope that these guys are exposed for who and what they are. And this world ring starts to crack. Yesterday I was speaking to one of my friends out here in Montana, a gentleman by the name of Ken, and he was asking me what I thought about whether Trump would be reelected or not. And I said, as long as Trump does the bidding of the rebuilding of the Third Temple in the power of Cyrus, he will be reelected for the 2020 election, and they will not allow the stock market to collapse or to break down or to have a major economic catastrophe until after this election, because they want him back in power, because the Rothschilds, remember, control the central banks. The central banks control the purse strings, and through their corporate purchases of stocks and bonds, et cetera, they can maintain, inflate, or deflate any commodity whatsoever, including gold and silver, just because of paper and naked shorts and longs. And this is what they're doing, and this is how they're controlling the markets right now. And as long as Trump's a good little boy and he does what's right, I believe he will be reelected in 2020, and then I believe the gloves are off, and who knows what in the world is going to happen. And if they're able to rebuild the Holy of Holies, if they're able to put the temple back up, if they're able to take the spear of destiny and pierce their anointed one, their Antichrist, their Messiah, at that point in time, we will have global rule out of the Middle East to the Rothschild banking cartel, which was prophesied in the book of Revelation. Austin, what do you think about these morning stories?
It's interesting to see as far as Epstein getting busted again, because I was looking at a lot of that over the weekend as well, and how they've pretty much been dragging Clinton back into the spotlight again, because as most people know, a lot of the information they obtained, I think a couple of years ago, it showed that Clinton had declined Secret Service protection at least five flights on the Lolita Express, which was a Boeing 727 private jet that went to Epstein's private island. They were now saying, reportedly yesterday, that the number of five declined Secret Service flights has now grown to like 12 flights that he declined Secret Service on. Remember, this is a former president of the United States, and he's sitting there declining Secret Service protection on a private jet to a private island, which means he was pretty confident, A, he didn't want anybody else to see what was going on, and B, he was pretty confident in the security and protection of wherever he was going and trusted this individual. As a former president, you're pretty heavy hitter, and you definitely have a big spotlight and a big bullseye on you all the time. So to be running around declining Secret Service so you can jump on a private jet and dip off to a private island for a couple days, you got to be pretty confident in where you're going, which shows that Clinton was obviously very, very, very close to Epstein and was involved in that. There were even the reports, you guys remember a while back ago, that even one of the women who federal prosecutors suspected of basically being procured by Epstein even flew on one of the flights that she deemed she was with Clinton on. So we'll see if this goes anywhere at all. I really, really hope there's a full-blown investigation, a real investigation, not one of these FBI, you know, crony investigations or ATF Fast and Furious investigations, one of those joke investigations. I hope there's a real, true, independent, outsourced investigation where there's zero bias and they want to do whatever they can to bring justice and to bring, you know, as far as rule of law back to this area. Because, I mean, the whole thing from the beginning with Epstein getting 13 months for soliciting an underage child for prostitution was ridiculously low. 13 months, I mean, it's insane. And, of course, the charges, that was like the lowest charge they dropped everything to. Now, if they try to charge him as far as with underage rape and everything else, and those charges don't get dropped lower, that's not going to be 13 months. It ain't going to be 13 months. It's going to be in the probably in 5 to 10 years if he doesn't do some type of plea bargain. But he's definitely got some dirt on everybody. So there's a high, high chance that if he can't get a plea bargain down and they don't want to mess around and they really actually are out for blood, which I hope they are, to expose these guys of what they're really doing, he's going to turn evidence on them. And if that case, like Dad said, there's his time's very limited on this earth at that point unless they put him in private, you know, security custody to protect him from all this. So very strange it happened over the weekend. A lot of stuff going on right now. I've been trying to look at everything going on behind the scenes as well. We see all this fodder still from the left and all the stuff they're babbling about every single day with Antifa and all that. A lot of that stuff is obfuscation. It's to keep everybody focused on it. I saw another article earlier the other day, yesterday it was, the Trump migration immigration official has now basically said that they are preparing to deport over 1 million illegal immigrants with court-issued removal papers starting next week. Now, remember, I told you guys this has been some rhetoric that we've heard from Trump for the last, what, I think 5 to 6 weeks now, is it's been, you know, oh, we're going to deport them, we're going to deport them, we're going to deport them. We haven't seen anything, obviously. However, it seems to be from a lot of the papers that I was reading today, they do have deportation issues ordered on over 1 million individuals in this country right now. Now, whether or not this actually goes through, or if this is allowed to go through to start some very, very significant rioting. You guys got to think about it. There's 1 million people on this list, if this is accurate, that they have basically deportation orders for, they've been working on for a significant period of time. I personally don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, you also have to think about it as well. What is that going to do as far as to the groups of individuals? You got to remember, we're averaging right now, they're saying we're on average between 22 to 25 million illegal immigrants in this country. So you're talking like 1/25 of the population of those individuals that you're going to deport if you actually did this. So you also have to think about, too, we have all these individuals been coming over from Honduras, from Mexico, from all these South American countries, a lot of them in gangs with MS-13, and this has been something that Dave Hodges has talked about repeatedly, and I think he's very accurate on this, is that we have literally probably hundreds, if not thousands, of cells throughout the country that are involved with illicit gang activity revolving back to individuals like or MS-13. And so if we start to see massive deportation, it's going to probably ignite a very, very, very large uprising with a lot of these individuals at that point because they don't have anything left to lose. So this could be a play, just in my opinion, this could be a play of the bankers to try to stir as much dissension as possible. You remember all the incidences that we saw a couple of years ago where, you know, you started having all the rioting in the black areas where you had somebody basically get shot by an officer. All that went on. That, again, a lot of that was funded and fueled by the same individuals. The same thing we've been seeing with Antifa. I told you guys before the other day. Antifa is a very strange group because nobody knows who they actually are. Nobody ever sees Antifa members. They're in full ski masks, black clad gloves, no identifying markers, no tattoos, no skin color, no hair color, no nothing, no DNA. And so we see them running around inciting all this violence, yet law enforcement doesn't even stop them in most cases. They let them do whatever they want. That shows you again that they're doing whatever they're paid or told to do. So we see a lot of this stuff going on. And then another bill that actually was introduced to Congress, and this is something that has gotten zero coverage, by the way. And I'm going to bring it up here because I want to go kind of a little bit more in depth into it. You guys remember a couple weeks ago, Trump did the interview with Piers Morgan and said that he's seriously looking at going in and banning suppressors. Well, of course, there's a lot of restrictions on just going in and banning suppressors. But of course, Congress basically heard this and they decided on on June 24th, there was going to be 7 co-sponsors and there was going to be a bill titled H.R. 3454, and the name of it was going to be Help Empower Americans to Respond Act, which is very ominous name, Help Empower Americans to Respond. I mean, so you're like, oh, that's cool, Help Americans Respond. Well, if you look at it in excerpt 1V, section 2, it states that it shall be unlawful for any person to import, sell, manufacture, transfer, or possess a firearm silencer or firearm muffler. And then it goes on to say here that compensation for surrendered firearm silencers and mufflers, that those terms are defined in section 921 of Title 18, there will be a 90-day period buyback section for firearm silencers, and the Attorney General shall establish and implement the buyback program to purchase suppressors off individuals who are complying with the requirements of this act. This bill is designed to ban all suppressors, period. Now, before everybody gets spooked out on this, they're never going to be able to get this ratified. A, because suppressors, regardless of what people want to think, are a Class 3 weapon. They're a Title 2 weapon, and you paid a $200 tax stamp on these weapons when you purchased a suppressor or short-barreled rifle. That is a one-time tax fee. Pretty much under most of the code of conduct or most of the statutes you look at, Class 3 weapons, Title 2 weapons, cannot just be restricted and surrendered and banned without some type of crime being committed. You paid a tax stamp on this, and it was a one-time tax stamp. So I buy a suppressor, I pay a $200 tax stamp on it. It's my suppressor now. Now, there's limitations on what I can do with it as far as going out in some areas and hunting in certain states, and some states have gone in and banned it. But from a federal level, you can't just go in and ban 1.7 million civilian suppressors and say you're going to buy all of them back. Not only would that be probably about a $2 billion buyback program, legally, there's not really any way to get around that without going through and rewriting significant portion of law. Now, could ATF probably do that and Senate and House and all that want to try to do it? Maybe. But again, that's not what I think their play here is. This is what their play is. They know this bill doesn't have a snowball's chance in Florida in August of ever getting passed. They know it because the legality of it was Title II weapons. What they're going to do, in my opinion, you guys can quote me on this, they're going to pull a 1986 Firearm Protection Act with this. They're going to pull a Hughes Amendment. They're going to come in now and they're going to say, hey, listen, we understand that may be a little bit too aggressive. We won't ban suppressors, even though they know there's no way they're going to be able to ban them. They're going to say, you cannot purchase them after such and such date for civilian purchase. They're going to be banned for all future purchases. So if you have one, you have one. Just like they did in 1986 with machine guns. They said, hey, you can keep your machine guns. There's no way for us to really ban them because you've already paid the tax stamp on them, but you cannot buy any newly manufactured machine guns after 1986 now. That is what their play is about to be with suppressors through the Congress, if they can get that through and say, hey, listen, we won't go this far, but just meet us in the middle. We don't want anybody to be able to purchase new suppressors. And again, we will see our firearm rights slowly eroded because hardly anybody wants to do anything about it except sit around and say, oh, it's not a big deal. Q's going to save us all. We're not going to have any issues with our firearms. We'll just sit back and let the plan happen. Everything else will just go through and the plan will work out just fine for us. I hate to tell you guys, if you haven't seen what's gone in California and Illinois and Connecticut and numerous other states, I never thought in my lifetime I would be able to say that a state has now banned ammunition purchases. I didn't think you'd say that. When California passed that, I never thought they were actually going to be able to implement it. To ban ammunition sales, to ban ammunition sales, you have to get a permit, you have to get an application, you have to pass a background check, you have a limitation on how much you can buy every month, and you have to have full-blown bootlicker approval if you're actually allowed to buy and purchase and possess ammunition in the state of California now. I never thought we would see something like that in the United States of America, but we have, and it's been implemented now. And so these are what we're starting to see happen over and over and over and over again. This is the stuff they don't want to talk about right now. This is the stuff you notice it's not on mainstream media. They want to ramble on about Cortez and her idiotic buffoon behavior every single day, or talk about what next TMZ star did something. They don't talk about anything else that's going on behind the scenes, and it's exactly why Dad and I do this show, to bring this stuff up. So, yes, Dad, very interesting stuff. We'll see what happens with Epstein. We'll see what happens with Congress now, where they're trying to do this 3454 bill. More than likely, like I said, they're going to try to come in now and meet them in the middle and try to say, hey, we're going to ban them for future possession. That seems to me like the next chess move that they would be pulling to try to disarm the United States population.
Well, you think for a second, Austin, you know, all of a sudden Jeffrey Epstein's in the news. I mean, he's like at the top drudge. What else are they doing? What are they doing right now behind the scenes that they don't want us to talk about? Jeffrey Epstein has just become news fodder. He's become a disposable asset. So they have other plans for Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, you know, they don't care about him anymore. I mean, he no longer is effective as far as providing them child rape victims, and so now they don't want to have him around anymore because he knows too much, so now they're going to sacrifice him to the media. It's like Mancow says, they come in and they destroy you politically, they destroy you socially, they destroy you from a business standpoint, they destroy you professionally, and they pick people. So we have to ask ourselves a question: what's going on right now in the United States that they don't want us to talk about? Well, that's what we cover on the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We cover all of this stuff. Paul Craig Roberts wrote an interesting article, and he said the Western world is finished. It's over and done with. Because the Western world is finished, and he says, done. The white world is overrun with immigrants taught by identity politics to hate white people and all their works. Classical music, being a white activity, has been branded racist. There is an effort underway now to prove that Beethoven was black so that we can continue to listen to classical music without being called white supremacists. I kid you not. Vladimir Putin wonders why countries with core white populations decided to destroy themselves with unimpeded immigration of different cultures and races, and why is it racist for governments to consider the interests of their core white population? A math teacher in a private school is fired for a racist act by she defended Western civilization. I mean, suicide of the left. America is being destroyed by diversity. Multiculturalism was a free hand to erase the history of the core white population. From European Russia to the rest of the Eurasian landmass, there is a distinct sense of sadness in watching Europe die. Guys, I posted all of these articles on the healthmasters.com website under the title of Paul Rivers' article, The Western World is Finished, It's Over, and It's Done With. Now, again, let's stop for one second and let's ask ourselves who and what and why this happened. This was done through the Frankfurt School that I've talked about so many times, through Cloward and Piven, through Columbia University, through Hollywood, all controlled by the same people who took down Building 7. All of these people always do the same thing. They have to destroy nationalism because they had to try to figure out why Germany threw the international banking cartel out and started printing debt-free currency, and what made those people so strong from a nationalistic fervor that allowed them to do this. They have to prevent that from happening again. The only way they can do that is basically through identity politics and the destruction of the white people and the individuals in the United States. They want to have the blacks turn against the whites turn against the black, the Hispanics turn against everybody. Just, they want to bring everybody in to have a giant conflict. They want to bring, you know, Arab fighters, ISIS fighters, Muslim radicals, jihadists into the United States. Everything to destroy the social fabric of our culture. Vladimir Putin has been very candid about this. Last week on the evening of the G20 summit in Japan, Vladimir Putin sat down for a lengthy interview that most of you have never heard of. It was really not talked about in mainstream news. And he talked about it with an interview in the Kremlin with the Financial Times. Of the many issues touched upon, it was the frank discussion on liberalism that struck the loudest chord in the Western capitals. In the course of making his case that the purpose of the government is to build a stable, normal, safe, and predictable life for the people and to work towards a better future, Putin compared the goal of liberalism in the West, which he argued has outlived its purpose. Putin pointed to the disastrous immigration policy spearheaded by German Chancellor Angela Merkel of permitting untold millions of numbers of undocumented peoples into Europe, and how these numbers will turn out to be the future terrorists. When the migration problem came to a head, many people admitted that the policy of multiculturalism is not effective and the interests of the core population should be considered. Putin went on to say that although many people in foreign countries need our assistance, he asked why Western leaders have failed to consider the interests of their own population when the number of migrants ascending upon Western Europe is not just a handful of people, but millions. Needless to say, the response of that remark in the Western capitals were even questioning the idea of open borders as practically akin to racism came fast and furious. Donald Tusk, the former Prime Minister of Poland, who now serves in the European Council President, a position, incidentally, that he was not elected to by the democratic consent, but appointed by the European Council, disagreed with Putin's assertion that liberalism is obsolete. So Putin is saying that we are intentionally destroying the planet by multiculturalism. Guys, this isn't something that we ever voted for. Not one person listening to this show today had anybody put on a ballot, do you want to bring 30 million Hispanics into this country illegally and have them take our jobs? Not one person listening today ever voted on a ballot, do we want millions of people coming in from sub-Sahara Africa to come into this country to destroy our culture? Not one person listening today was ever asked to vote upon any of these items. These are items that have been forced down our throats because in 1934, through the Exchange Stability Fund, the United States was compromised when the Bank of New York, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, took over the Treasury via the Exchange Stability Fund. And the United States at that point had decided to fund their black operations through running drugs and narcotics, which is really when the full implementation with Lucky Luciano in the 40s. This is what's happened. We are being run by an organized crime syndicate that is basically in control of the entire planet. And the countries who don't want to play the game, like North Korea or Iran or Iraq or Syria or any of these other countries such as Libya that have been overthrown, they're simply overthrown or destroyed, or their leaders are demonized because they want to put central banks into all these corporations and all these countries. And see, this is the problem that we have in the world, that the population of the planet has been so brainwashed, Austin, that they don't want to believe the truth. Why in the world are we allowing millions and millions of people to come into the United States? And now Trump suddenly says again, there's going to be over a million people basically thrown out of the United States and deported. How will that ever be proved? Who's going to do that? How many people are going to have to work with ICE to round up a million people? Guys, do you realize how much time it takes? If you've got a million people who decide they don't want to leave the United States and they're going to fight and kick and scream all the way to the doggone car, how are you going to have officers who are going to do this? How many people will it take? Are you going to take 100,000 people, 200,000 people? How are you going to get that many people thrown out of the United States? How's that even possible? when we, the country right now, we're distributing tens of thousands of people, probably 20, 30, 40,000 people every single week to all the different towns and cities and counties around the United States via the same federal government who now says they're going to deport them. This is doublespeak. It's a complete and total lie. They're going to continue to destroy the cultural fabric of the United States. Read the book, Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People. It's a free PDF online. You can get it. I've got it posted on our website on News Stories. Free PDF, Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People. And they say they do everything to destroy the values of the countries. Hollywood has an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. You see that with all of the horrible, horrible movies they put out depicting Jesus in horrible situations. And are they ever punished? No. Do we stop going to the movies? I do. A lot of people don't. Guys, it's something that we have to say no more. If we vote with our pocketbook and we stop supporting these people and get rid of our cable TV, we stop going to the movies, stop watching this filthy stuff, stop going to Disney World, and we do all of these things, and we say no. If Disney's going to boycott Georgia because Georgia has a heartbeat law, then we just need to boycott Disney. We as millions and millions and millions of Americans need to say, I'll tell you what, Disney, you're going to be this radical as far as your personal beliefs, and you're going to do all of this stuff. We're not going to support you anymore. We're not going to go support the rat, being Mickey Mouse, the rat. We're not going to support the rat. We've decided we don't want to deal with the rat anymore if the rat wants to be politicized a theme park. Guys, if we don't do this and do it quickly, this country will continue to slide down these slippery slopes until it's gone. This is the goal. This is the goal of the destruction of the United States, to slowly slip away our Second Amendment rights, like Austin talked about earlier, and to slowly put us back under the full boot of tyranny where they can come in and do whatever they want to do. China has a full-blown human organ harvesting syndicate that runs around killing people at will who are political dissidents and selling their body parts. No trial. No trial. They don't go to trial. They're picked up off the street because they said something wrong on social media. Their livers, their kidneys, their heart, their retinas, their ligaments are sold in the black market for millions of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and their bodies are discarded. This is what's going on right now in China. You don't think that'll come to us? The Rothschilds run China because the Chinese Central Bank is a Rothschild-controlled organization that was put into place through the Opium Wars, through the British government, who's also controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. It's always the same people that do this. And we need to understand that, and we need to stand in aggregate against this. Don't get caught up in the circus show of Jeffrey Epstein again. Don't get caught up in that. Keep your eyes on the ball. Stay focused on what they're doing. Real story, 5G. Real story, fluoride. Real story, 1 in 32 children with autism. Real story, glyphosate. These are the real stories that are affecting each and every one of us every single day, but yet we are not told about these stories in the mainstream media. Why? Because they're too close to the truth. Real story. NASA is a military organization that has a bunch of fake videos out there about all kinds of weird stuff they say they've done. Now they say they can't. Why do they say they no longer have the technology to go to the moon? Why do they say that telemetry tapes from the Apollo tapes that basically went to the moon no longer? Why do they say they no longer have the technology to go back to the moon? What the heck, man? What are these people doing? What's really going on? This thing's a lot bigger than you think it is, guys, because this world, this planet is controlled by black magic. You think, that sounds goofy, Ted. I didn't say it didn't sound goofy. I agree with you. It sounds nuts. But these guys are involved with all of the Satan stuff, these human sacrifices, and all the things they're involved in to control the energy field around the planet. I'm telling you this now very, very clearly. This planet is not what you think it is. It's something different. Okay? That's why we're just passing through. We're not of this world, guys. I thank Jesus Christ every single day for delivering us from this mess, because God had enough of these clowns and what they were doing, and he sent himself through his son to basically redeem us from this mess. And I thank him for that every single day. Austin, what do you think?
It was well said, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, and that's what I thought about that too earlier, is this whole thing with Epstein. There's a high probability this is going to be in the media now for the next couple weeks. They're going to blast it. Remember what they did with that Goldstein character, whatever his name was, out in California. I forgot who it was. He basically got, you know, caught molesting a couple of these actresses when they were over the age of 18. You know, Weinstein, that's who it was. I mean, they just, you know, eviscerated him on the mainstream media. And at the end of the day, what did he do? He had girls that came up to his hotel room voluntarily that he basically groped on, and they stayed in the room, and then they came back and said, oh, he groped me and this and that. They're over the age of 18. Guys, I'm not saying that's not a big deal, and I'm not saying he's not a complete and total pervert, because I think he was involved in way more than that. But the truth was, they didn't even scratch the surface of what was going on. They used that with Weinstein intentionally to focus off of the child trafficking and the child, basically, molestation that's in Hollywood and Disney. There's been so many kids who have come out now and said when they were in Disney when they were younger, when they were Hollywood when they were younger, all this stuff happened to them, and it's completely ruined their entire lives because they have to deal with what happened to them when they were kids, getting raped all the time. That's what really happens over there. So again, this whole thing with Epstein, let's hope and pray, and then we can do that. We can do that. We can pray that this thing really exposes the dark, evil, vile involvement that Epstein and the Clintons and everybody else who he knows was involved in, and it can get exposed. And hopefully the alternative media we'll get some coverage as far as in what's going on, and we'll get some intel on what's going on, and we will finally get to see what is really, really going on. And we pray that the prosecutors and whoever's involved in this are actually true, genuine, constitutionalist, patriot prosecutors that cannot be bought and cannot be compromised, and they're going to do everything they can. That's what I pray for, and that's what can't happen. But again, also look at what else is going on around the scene, because there's a lot of other stuff, in my opinion, that I think is going to be going on. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting because this is a topic that gets brought up a lot now as we hear about male fertility and male sperm. The health article I saw earlier the other day, the researchers have now found, they did a meta-analysis of 61 studies which considered the effects of supplementation with pharmaceutical drugs and nutrients, found that they appear to, CoQ10 and L-carnitine appear to improve semen parameters, they said. The analysis was conducted in researchers from the University of Aberdeen and published in the Journal of European Urology. The researchers looked for improvement in three things, and the doctors said they noted that several medical treatments and other nutritional supplements were found to improve the quality in these various ways. They also noted that the CoQ10 and L-carnitine were two of the most effective nutrients that they tested in their meta-analysis. So again, that shows you how important they are, and they go into research. If you want to read the article, I'm going to have it posted on the website, of why L-carnitine and CoQ10 did what it did. Also, another one in there that they didn't mention is zinc. Zinc is incredibly important as well. But so that shows you again that we see more natural studies being brought out, and that's one of the good things we do have. You know, the internet's a double-sided sword. We have all this fake news, all this other negative stuff they have on it all the time, but it also allows us to be able to research and find the truth and new things that we're constantly finding all around the time. CoQ10 is a crucial supplement that I take on a daily basis, absolutely, because it's so important for the health, so important for the mitochondria and the energy, and now we see that coupled with L-carnitine, and I'm sure if they did a research study and coupled zinc, high doses of zinc glycinate with L-carnitine and CoQ10, they'd probably get even better effects as far as with sperm quality and sperm mobility. So that's great to see, because again, you guys know, we're getting slammed and bombarded from the BPA, all the different chemicals, all the different, you know, not just glyphosate, but there's atrazine, all these different pesticides and herbicides that are constantly getting in the water supply. It's a constant battle. That's why it's so important, I tell everybody, to eat organic as much as possible. I know it's more expensive in some cases, but if you can get it locally, or you can get connections with it locally in your areas, a lot of times you can get decent prices on it. Because when you start going with the GMO food and the GMO corn and stuff that's been sprayed with glyphosate all the time. I mean, I had a guy come in the other day, a guy that helped me, you know, with a vehicle deal not too long ago, and he was having issues with diverticulitis. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, you got to completely clean the diet up. We got to get you on the detoxificant. We got to get you on the L-glutamine. We got to get you on the GHI cleanse. And you got to go on a very limited diet for the next week. I said, no meats, no carbs, as far as no breads, pastas. And I said, you got to start eating organic. You eat eggs, it needs to be organic eggs. You need to eat fish, it needs to be full wild caught fish. You need to eat vegetables, they need organic vegetables. You got to clean your system out. Because what happens is the body can handle an excess amount of toxins at some point. It can try to filter it in the liver and the kidneys and try and process it all out. But what we're seeing now is the constant bombardment nonstop because of how compromised our food has become now and how the lack of nutrients that people are getting in their diet, and most people aren't substituting with really high-quality nutrients. You talk to people, they go, oh, I'm taking one a day, and I don't feel any different on it. Yeah, because you're taking a shellac-coated Chinese synthetic tablet one time a day, and you expect it to have some effect. It's not even like breaking down in your digestive tract. You're probably just excreting it back out. You have to take something that's bioactive. You have to take something that the body can suck right up, right into the cells, like we have with the B-complex, with the vitamin C, all these different nutrients. And that is why we do what we do at Health Masters and try to produce the highest quality supplements in the world. But again, that just goes back to, it's a full encompassed approach. You have to change your diet. You have to make sure you're drinking pure water. Don't be using fluoride toothpaste. I can't even remember how many articles I've talked about on this show now regarding fluoride toothpaste, even now that Colgate and all these guys have been busted for depicting toxic amounts of toothpaste on their marketing and packaging. That was the irony of it. The amount of toothpaste that has fluoride in it, the safe amount you're supposed to use maximum, is the size of a small pea. That's it. Any more than that, even the CDC says it's toxic. So you gotta ask yourself, do I really want to put that stuff in my mouth? If somebody hands you a can of rat poison, they say, listen, that stuff's going to make your teeth white, but you can only use a tiny amount of it. If you use more than a pea size of this rat poison on your toothpaste, you may die, or you may get basically some type of toxic exposure to fluoride, and your teeth are become brittle and fall out. So you only need to use a small amount of this stuff. You're going to slide that back across the table. You're going to say, you're nuts. Do not talk to me again. You're crazy. Get out of my house. I'm not using rat poison in my mouth. That's what most people are going to say. But yet, so many people have been brainwashed by the giant pharmaceutical industrial complex to believe fluoride's actually healthy for you, and it's a good compound to put in your body, when it's a known neurotoxin, and they tell you if you get a little bit over even the recommended dosage, it's so toxic, it causes dental fluorosis, and your teeth start to discolor, and eventually come brittle and fall out. So, yeah, that's fluoride. Get fluoride out of your diet. Get the fluoride water out of your diet. Get the GMO foods out of your diet. Get all the different chemicals and glyphosate and all this stuff out of your diet, the high fructose corn syrup. Once you start changing your diet and you start adding in just a few key supplements, it's incredible how much better you feel and how much healthier you are, and you don't have as many health problems. You don't have to go to the doctor because you got diverticulitis. You don't have to go to the doctor to get your refill on your 12 different prescription drugs or your high blood pressure medication. That's one of the easiest ones to get under control. Get your weight under control. Get on a light, a small trampoline. Get your water intake up. Vitamin E, HGH stimulated magnesium, and get your body weight back down. I get a lot of emails from people. They hit me up and they're like, I don't know why my blood pressure's high. My doctor wants me to go on blood pressure medication. And they're 40, 50, 60, 80 pounds overweight. You got to get your weight under control in order to get your blood pressure under control. It's just, that's how it goes. And so these are things that are so important right now if we're going to make a difference, if we're going to make a change, if we're going to be able to make a stand or any type of significant positive effect right now. We have to have the energy, mental acuity, and physical ability to be able to do what we need to do. So that's my take on it, Dan.
Well, Austin, you know, health is really important. And, you know, think about it for a second. If you've got all kinds of health issues, you start having all kinds of joint issues and all these other things can be caused by eating too many nightshade foods, and you start on painkillers and all of a sudden you end up with a opiate addiction. I mean, this is what happens. People get addicted because of arthritis. They start taking Oxycontin and other types of drugs, and the doctors just keep pumping it, pumping it, pumping it. There's an interesting article from the New Yorker, and it talks about the addicts next door and about how we have so many people that we don't even realize who live next door to us who are on drugs and on opiates. You know, look what happened. Just look what just happened with Joe Hagman. and the mess that this has turned into with him. And now the investigation into a, perhaps some type of murder thing. I mean, the problem is when you are hanging out with people who are doing drugs, if they want to slip you something that's not going to be keeping you alive very long, I guess I could put it that way, they could easily do that. And you're injecting stuff into your body. What about fentanyl? All the dangers associated with that. Look at the problem West Virginia has right now. It's the highest overdose rate, death rate in the country. Locals are fighting to basically save their own neighbors and their towns from destruction because so many people are hooked on opiates. And when you get into situations where you don't take care of yourself, you start having joint issues, you start having problems, you start taking prescription drugs and painkillers, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Use turmeric. Use cod liver oil. For these are great anti-inflammatory compounds. Use our joint relief formula. There are all kinds of natural things that you can do before you start taking really hardcore medication for issues such as that. And there's so many things that can be corrected by simply changing your diet. Here's an interesting article, a little bit of humor here. But it apparently happened. A man strips naked at a Detroit Metro Airport, McNamara Terminal, going through TSA. He had enough of going through the terminal, and he decided he was going through the checkpoint, and they wanted to basically, you know, he just took his clothes off. He disconnected the stanchion and approached the metal detector naked. TSA agents did not allow him to pass through the checkpoint. You know, I think this is funny. You get to the point of being groped, but you say, okay, don't have to grope me, just look, I'm naked standing here. And the reason I bring this up, when I was in L.A. a few years ago, I basically tested positive for basically a guy, I guess it was gunpowder. I carry a Kimber. A crazy story. And they took me into a back room and they were frisking me again, like for the third time. And I had no gun on me. I had a pair of shorts on that I'd open carried a Kimber and that I had shot and apparently left some gunpowder residue in my pocket. And finally I just started taking my clothes off. And that's why I'm telling you this story. And they said, what are you doing? I said, well, crap, guys, I got to catch a flight. The plane leaves in 25 minutes. I said, I'm going to miss my plane. I said, I might as well just go naked here if this is a big issue with you guys. And change shorts, go to my luggage, and get another pair of pants. You keep my pants. No, 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 don't do that. And I said, this is ridiculous. I said, what the heck's wrong with you people? And so they called the head of security for the LAX, and he came over. And I'm sitting there with my shoes off, my belt off, looking like, I can't believe this is happening again. And I told him, I pulled out, I said, look, buddy, I've got a concealed weapons permit. If you let me get my wallet out of my bag, I'll show it to you. And I'll be happy to let you know what's going on. And I said, and he started talking to his guys. And finally, I said, sir, I said, I'm about to miss my plane. He goes like, oh, are you still here? I said, yeah, I'm still here. He said, oh, you can leave now. I'm like, what the heck? What the heck? You can leave now. So I got up and got my belt on, put my shoes on, grabbed my bags, and just barely made one nonstop flight from L.A. to Orlando. And I thought, this is nuts that I'm actually dealing with this and having to go through this. By the way, a transgender, listen to this, MMA fighter, a male pretending like he was a girl, breaks a female opponent's skull. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding, guys. This is happening everywhere. And again, it's the degradation of the family. It's the degradation of allowing people to come in and tell you what you can and can't see as a human being, as a male or a female. This is liberalism run so amok, it is destroying. It is destroying the very fabric of our society in America today. By the way, a new law in Florida now maintains that legal CBD sales despite ongoing FDA prohibition. Really glad about this one. In Tallahassee, Florida, July the 5th, last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, congratulations, Ron, signed a bill into law that modifies the state's hemp's licensing program and ensures the safe sale of CBD can continue in the state of Florida. This will not only open up markets in Florida, but it also takes a crucial step given the FDA's continued regulation and prohibition and basically wanting to make CBD a drug that is only allowed through prescriptions so they can allow billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of profit to these companies that already rape you and do everything else they can to you financially because they can. Right now, by the way, we've had almost an 800% increase in drug costs in a whole bunch of different areas. And you think about it, what the heck? Why is this happening? Well, because they can. When they make you think you're on a drug and there are no alternatives, what they do, they create what's called an inelastic demand curve, which means you believe that if you don't have this drug, you're going to die. And when you basically don't think you're going to be able to live without this drug, you will do everything you have to, including hock your house, run your credit cards up, and do everything you can to get your drug. Big Pharma, here's the article, Big Pharma hikes drug price 879% in just one, that's just one of 3,400 price increases this year. The irony of this, you may buy a pill that costs $25 here in the United States. You go down to Mexico, down to Tijuana, get the exact same bill that costs $25 here in the United States. You can buy the pill for 10 cents. That tells you the margin that Big Pharma has. Big Pharma continues to jack up the prices on drugs they peddle. Pharmaceutical companies raised the prices of more than 3,400 drugs in the first half of 2019, surpassing the number of drug hikes they imposed during the same period of last year. Wow. While the average increase per drug was 10.5%, think about it, guys. That means the drug price doubles every 7 years, a rate around five times that of inflation. About 40 of the drugs saw triple digit increases. That included the generic version of the antidepressant Prozac with an active ingredient of fluoride, which saw a price increase of 879%. Guys, it's not bad enough they're pumping the fluoride into you with Prozac. They're pumping the fluoride into you with water. They're pumping the fluoride into you with toothpaste. Now they're going to make you pay a whole lot more money for that generic Prozac. Guys, this is just unbelievable to me and mind-boggling that this kind of stuff goes on a regular basis here in the United States. Guys, I love you, and I appreciate you. About to have my prayer time. Pray for you guys right now. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your vitamins from us. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for telling your friends about the show. And guys, we try to keep this show real. I mean, we're just a family-based operation. We're trying to do the best we possibly can to tell everybody the truth all over the world, every single day, 5 days a week, live, as far as what's going on and what you need to watch out for. I appreciate you guys. I love you, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and finish the show, buddy, and I appreciate every one of you.
Absolutely, and yes, I saw that last week. It was fantastic. The end of the week with Ron DeSantis passed that as far as with the CBD. As you guys know, I had a lot of emails, of course, with that incident that happened in Disney World not too long ago, not with me, but with the lady who was actually arrested for having CBD oil going through security, the Gestapo police security at Disney World. Of course, she was released and everything was dropped because it was so ridiculous from what they did to her. But again, that was something that really needed to be addressed. So now, as DeSantis has essentially lifted those sanctions, limitations, and statutes off of that, there's no more legality issues with CBD, which is fantastic because we produce probably one of the best CBDs I have ever tried. I've tried numerous ones in the past trying to figure out what we could do, and so we ended up getting a company we work with that produces organic, pretty much. We're working on the FDA approval of organic hemp right now, but as far as all of their guidelines, all of everything they follow is all along to organic principles on it. So everything is maintained as far as organic, and we produce the highest quality CBD that I've found as far as full spectrum cannabinoids. Everything is third party tested as far as for assaying to make sure the dosage, cleanliness, everything. And that's why we even have the last batch that we did, the current batch we have, the assay, third party assay on the website at healthmasters.com under the CBD oil. So you can check that out and look at it and see exactly what their third party testing is. I'm one of the only companies I have found now that will release their third party testing. Nobody else wants to release. I've contacted probably at least 10 to 11 other companies that I tried to work with, and nobody released their third-party testing, if they even did any of it. They didn't want to tell me. And then later on, we found out when I had a company that I worked with, and they were testing a couple other brands, they were finding out that the dosage that these companies were claiming were far below what they were claiming. A lot of these companies out here claim it's 700, 1,000 milligrams per bottle, you know, 150 milligrams per dosage. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy numbers I've seen. And then you test them and they're not even a quarter to a half of what they're claiming at all. Yet they're trying to charge $70, $80, $90, $100 a bottle for this stuff. That's why I kept it clean on mine. 300 milligrams. Our current batch is like 360 milligrams technically on the assay testing. So it's well above what I even claim it is. And we still have it at a very, very reasonable, affordable price for everybody to be able to use for whatever their needs are. And I think I've gotten a lot of questions about it. I think I'm going to try to to put together a three-pack or a bundle pack of a bunch of them for people that are using it for therapeutic dosages. If you are interested in that, let me know. I haven't really gotten something together yet. I'm trying to work the numbers on it because, you know, that product's very expensive for me to make. But a lot of times we've done stuff like the three-packs in the past or something maybe a little bit bigger for people that are going to want to use this at a very high-dose therapeutic usage. And that would obviously save the cost down when you could buy three bottles or four bottles or five bottles at a time in a pack. So send me an email on the contact form on the website if you're interested in that. And I'm trying to get something together and see what the best we can do on it. Also, too, in other news, I thought this was kind of funny. As Big Agri, Syngenta, you know, they're right up there with Monsanto, or right up there with Bayer and all them. They tried to come out now with a patent in Europe and claim to the European Patent Office that tomatoes, along with any tomato plants and seeds, were somehow created by Syngenta now. Besides the fact that tomatoes were started and grown in 1500s in Europe, they tried to come out and said that they have a patent now that they tried to claim on tomatoes, non-GMO tomatoes, and claim that they were theirs. And apparently 30-something international agencies, organizations, took a stance against Syngenta for trying to monopolize the common tomato and essentially withdrew the patent eventually. But I just thought it was funny because this is exactly what that was talking about with this agri, this biotech companies, these pharmaceutical companies. That's why they're trying to ban CBD. That's why they're trying to do everything they can to ban it, to make it criminalized, everything, because they want to come out with a pharmaceutical CBD that they can sell. And you think, you know, mine at $36 a bottle is expensive. These guys will probably be $3,600 a bottle. Not even kidding. And they'll come in and say, well, this is the pharmaceutical CBD oil. And it, you know, it's a prescription CBD oil. And it's going to work better. And in reality, it's going to be the exact same thing. It'll be clean. It'll probably be pure. It'll be dosed correctly because it's pharmaceutical. And they'll charge an insane amount of money for it. And people that need it, well, that's the only way they're going to get it, especially if they ban and criminalize the possession and sale of any other one. So really glad that Santa's fought that. I hope we can maintain our Florida laws with that and try to fight continually the FDA regulations that they continue to put on it. So continue to support us. Pray for us. Thank you for everything you guys continue to do. Got a lot of emails over the weekend that I'm responding to regarding last week and everything that happened with Joe and Friday. I'm not going to comment much on that anymore. That's not my place to comment. We've already said what we were going to say on it. So please, if you send me any emails about it, I'm not going to respond to you on it just because that's not my place to respond. I really would appreciate you support Doug right now. Anything you can do to help out the Hagman Report, there's only one and one only Hagman Report. We do have reports that people are trying to put up GoFundMe accounts for Joe that are not for what they're supposed to be. They have nothing to do with Doug Hagman. They have nothing to do with Joe. There's people that are trying to capitalize on that. And so please, please, please stay away from those. If you're trying to support Doug directly through the Hagman Report only, the one and only Hagman Report. Don't go with any of these other ones because we don't even know who's setting them up and what they're trying to do and what they're involved in. So I appreciate your support on that. Also, to be sure to check out the product of the week on healthmasters.com. You guys know you can vote, and the product of the week wins, the CBD Magnesium Body Balm. This has been one of the most popular topical products we have ever produced. It works incredibly well. I actually had a strained ligament in my brachial, my forearm, last week from doing some real heavy-weighted pull-ups, and it was real strained. It wasn't torn or anything, but I ended up putting this stuff on it a couple nights in a row, and man, it really, really, really healed it up fast. So be sure to check that out if you're interested in the CBD Magnesium Body Balm, and be sure to vote for what you want to win on Wednesday as product of the week. It looks like the potassium iodine is pulling pretty strong, but again, anything can win on here. We don't manipulate or change the votes. Everybody can just vote one time. So be sure to check that out on the website, healthmasters.com. Thank you for your support. Everybody do the best you can right now to stay in shape, to stay well-read, and stay alert of what's going on. Be prepared for anything. I say that every day, but I don't say it lightly. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Have a safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.